Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Do you like this?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sounds like something from like 85?
Maybe I couldn't earlier. Tell you the year, Tim.
Doug, why don't you get up and dance a little today?
I need a few drinks in me before I start dancing. I need a lot of drinks in me before
like
I
four.
Start dancing. For me, four would be a lot of drinks, yeah.
And what do? You turn to your wife and you go, say there, little lady, let's cut a rug.
It's never my idea to dance. If I feel I have to, if I must, you might find this hard to believe. I'm not a good dancer.
What do? Jitterbug when you are called into action?
Try to get in the middle of the crowd and just kind of go with the flow and try not to get noticed.
Well, this studio, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, it's a buzz this morning because the new camera has arrived for the Inside STL news team.
News team needed a new one. The last one they had looked a lot like my iPhone.
Right.
In the business, we call that a rig.
Oh, I never heard that term.
I just made it up.
Oh.
Because I'm not really an insider. But that's a nice rig.
A truck. A rig is a truck.
That's the kind of thing, Doug, a guy like you wouldn't need a shooter, could just grab something like that, head over to the ball yard.
Let's not say that very much.
Get Matt Carpenter to do a one-on-one. And next thing you know, you have your content.
Yeah,
what I
want to
do,
that.
And I'll tell you, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. A little inside baseball. This is what a treat for the listeners.
Yeah.
I was going to hire Alpina to be our photographer for the Inside STL news team. Because Gaines, and I'm a big Gaines guy. He's a me lemming. I'm a Gaines lemming.
Oh, yeah.
There's mutual lemonading going
okay.
on.
Okay.
But Gaines, with working from 2 to 4 on We Are Live... may not have the ability to shoot as much video as we want to do with Hannah Ray, with the Plow Star, with Iggy. I might want to do some video work as well, kind of some casting couch scenes in my new office.
Now, that would be very popular with the fans. That would probably, you could probably put that on network TV.
Hello, young man. Welcome. Why don't you sit down on the couch?
No, a little closer.
Take your shirt off, bro.
Warm, isn't it warm in here?
Is he good on the editing? Because me and Plowsy seems to get edited quite a bit.
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
Well, the last one we
seemed
did.
Seemed like a veiled complaint.
Well, some of the last one we did, some of the best stuff we did was at the end, and that was cut out.
Now, who does the editing?
I don't know.
I think Brandon Marks does.
I'm sure he's told what to edit out.
By whom?
Oh.
By whom? Because that was a passive statement.
Is this?
There was not a subject. There was a prepositional phrase.
Is this a shot at Putin?
Somebody who might be a little uncomfortable with some of the matter that is discussed.
Doug.
Me? I don't edit these things.
You're right. It was a passive-aggressive shot.
At Hannah
which
Ray.
Which I surely probably shouldn't have taken.
And it seems like you have a problem that you're being censored. That you can't be you.
Well, what I think is some of the entertaining stuff, and I think Plowsy would agree, not to drag you into it, but...
You just dragged him.
I think
and
that...
And you wanted a lemon confirmation.
I think the last minute and a half of the camping trip and what was going to happen on the camping trip with the fan pinners and Plowsy was not in it. It was taken out.
Well, I think what we want to do with this... First off, anyway, my point is Alpina... is not going to take the job. So if somebody wants part-time work as our videographer slash editor, I'm hiring, FYI. We're also adding to the sales staff, by the way. Doug, what we're trying to do is grow the business,
yeah,
okay?
Like yeah.
We're making cuts. We're adding on.
Okay.
So if somebody's interested with background in videography and editing, there is an opportunity. But I think, you know, Hannah Ray wants to do a certain type of thing, and I support that. And Iggy and the Plowhawk and I probably want to do different kinds of things. But you know what there is? There is room for us all.
That camera's going to be busy.
That's right.
We better keep the battery powered up.
So, So anyway, we need a videographer and editor, and also we're looking to add to the sales staff.
What kind of darn stories are you talking about doing?
Well, Hannah Ray really has, like, legitimate ideas. Get her in here.
Is that Iggy? Is this what you're trying to say?
It's a false stutter as a time delay tactic. Hannah, could you get...
Hannah, Tim would like to see you.
I like that. It's like you're being summoned to see the king. What do you say, Hannah Ray?
She hates coming in here.
Yeah, we just want to know what kind of stories you're going to be doing.
Yeah, we were talking about the new camera, and I was saying that, yeah, you know what? I think you would agree that me and you are different. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think everyone's different.
Nice.
Dougie liked that.
Yes.
That was very dismissive of you.
But like Hannah would be more in the Frank camp. In the TJ Moe camp, and that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody is welcome. I'm not trying to advance my own personal whatever on everybody else. There's room for everybody. And so while the Plowhawk and Iggy may want to do one thing, you want to do another thing. And then Doug said, "What kind of stories are there to do?" And I said, "Well, Hannah has all kinds of ideas." Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be best for you to tell the audience what the ideas are. Now that we have this wonderful new camera, because you've been working on this for a while, but we've been waiting to get the new camera, and it just came in.
So the question is, what's in the hopper?
Well, I figure that you could tune into, ESPN networks and local stations to find the final scores of games.
That's a shot at Doug's thing.
No, that's something that's already covered.
What you just said is... don't want to do it the old way,
hot shots.
That was not negative. That's something that's already covered. That's already been done. And so I want to take a different route. And so I want to be able to work with local teams, the Cardinals, the Blues as well, and do kind of feature stories or tell a story that you can't really get from just going into a locker room. You'd really have to dig deeper or tell a humanized story of an athlete to be able to relate to other people.
Yeah, and so she has all these ideas, and we didn't really have the equipment, but I said, I want to get the equipment because I want to do video, which I've been talking about doing on InsideSTL.com for a while. We're now in a position to do that. We're in a position to hire a videographer. And by the way, I haven't, Alpina, the guy I was talking to you about that I thought we were going to hire, he's not going to be able to do it. And so if you have a cohort from Columbia, Missouri at KOMU who might be looking for a gig, the opportunity is there.
I'll look into it.
There you go. I figure you would know some people. But anyway, I like that. But then I also like the grab ass kind of segments with Iggy and the Plow Star. And I'm looking forward to doing some video, especially when we get into the new office space in a few months. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we can do this. But Hannah Ray is a seriously intelligent young woman with all kinds of potential. So I'm very careful to try. And it's almost like a big brother, little sister type of thing. I try to keep her away from the ne'er-do-wells. It's like Frank works at the same station as us, but as you notice, Frank doesn't necessarily interact.
Yeah, there's no question. He insulates himself from it.
Right,
yeah.
And I respect that. So I know who wants to play in the reindeer games, and they're welcome to play in the reindeer games, but if somebody kind of would rather stay out of the reindeer games, there's nothing wrong with that. Doug, you know what there is? Plenty of room in the tent.
Yeah.
Now, what about...
Seems like the tent is empty.
Now... What about, because we have big stars here. They might not be athletes, but someone like Doug Vaughn, who has been in this market for years, and I don't think anyone's sat down and done a feature like, what's his favorite type of casserole?
Not the type of story she's talking about.
And really just, and get to know Doug Vaughn. Sure, he's funny. Sure, he's glib. We all see him on television doing the old news, as you put it. But what about getting to know him?
That'd be fun. It'd be a fun piece.
I never said that. No, that would be great. I like to get people involved. Ryan Kelly goes to the Children's Hospital and does a lot of things with them. I think
that is near and dear to his heart. That is a real, real important thing for Ryan. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that. Yeah, that's something that, there's all kinds of things. So there's room for the grab ass, and then there's rooms for legitimate stuff, and she has all kinds of ideas. We wanted to get the equipment. Now we've done it, but we need a videographer/editor, so that's a position we're going to hire.
You're talking about long-form stories that people don't get on local TV, basically, is what you're talking
about. Or you may not have time.
Yeah, I would like to do packages and different things and longer stories that maybe not, it just wouldn't be approved at a local station, maybe. Because you guys are out just covering day-to-day things a lot, and so I'd like to do more feature type of stories.
Doug, are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Doug is just a little frightened, if I might say, myself also, and that this wonderful new camera can be handled by one person and apparently integrated into software rather easily, meaning that
that's
maybe
been going on a long time.
Well, maybe Doug, when he shows up at Busch Stadium for the upcoming season, will just be there with a little.
Are you
mini
kidding me
camp.
With union rules being what they are? What do you have against unions, fellow?
No, no, I'm saying, well, we see a lot of it. We see Frank sometimes shooting his own.
They
style.
Got a different union rule, different union contract.
What for each
station has a different union contract?
Because Channel 5 and Channel 2, Charlie does that.
Oh yeah, different union contracts.
Yeah, that is
different
true.
Different stations.
And when is your union contract?
I hope it's not up for a long time. I hope our contract is good for about 10 more years.
And Hannah Ray, also today, the debut of the new program, The Line Change, with you, TJ, Cam, and then, of course, Matt Whitener and Eric Messersmith. What do you think? You fired up?
I'm really excited about it. Everyone's been, you know, working on topics and ideas and trying to prepare. I know everyone's just really excited to.
Yeah, Brodeur and Pankel on today. That's a nice start
right?
to the program.
Yeah, I know TJ had reached out to him and he was all about it. And so we're just excited.
He hasn't done
going.
A lot of interviews since retiring.
He
I'm
hasn't.
Anxious to hear what he has to say. And,
yeah.
you know, he'll be pretty comfortable talking it over
right.
with his former
guy. He offered to talk about, you know, just the look at the team this past season and also just kind of his personal life since he's not coaching anymore.
I am looking forward to that. That's at 5:15. Brodeur is on at 4:30. And The Line Change with Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Hannah Ray, Eric Messersmith, and Matt Whitener airs from 4 to 7. Now we are live 2 to 4. And you said, I was listening on Wednesday when you said a farewell to your cohorts. Even though it was only 3 months, you still...
You know, you work with them every day, so you get close to them, and they're really good people.
We're very close really in well. Here. We're very close in here. Doug and I have
never been
close.
To anyone's house.
I've been to your house.
Not close at all.
I've been to the cat's house.
The only time we're close is when we sit here. And when it's over, we scatter like roaches when the lights come on.
Now, I'm sure you didn't mean this as a shot, but maybe I'm overly sensitive. But I think there was a shot taken because she said, we've been meeting and coming up with topics. And I think it's a shot at us because we've never done any of that.
That was not
even
shot.
Once.
That was Matt Whitener, our producer, has just been very... just planning a lot for us. And so he has us all together early, make sure that we know what's going on, sends us links to look over so that we're prepared.
Yeah, this Whitener, Doug, he's the real deal. He's a great baseball mind as well.
Is he?
They got a nice operation there. I'm looking forward to listening to this show. Cam's all over the map.
When does it start?
And TJ is just chock full of hot takes.
Yeah. That's today it starts.
4 o'clock.
And do you guys, okay. since the writer's block is starting up today also, do you guys feel a competition with, as, you know, fellow new shows launching? Do you feel competition?
No, I think that every show is really different on this station, so that's really, you know, you hear something different every time you tune in.
Which is good that she didn't know that the writer's block has
I did
on,
know so. That. I just went along
right,
with it.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Well done.
I didn't really know how to go with that.
Did you go to Columbia on Friday for the big game?
I did not.
You
My
did
brother
not.
Was in town, so stayed here.
Where's your brother live?
Boca Raton.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah.
Does he go to school there? Or is he?
Yes, he goes to Florida Atlantic University.
Wow. Good for him. Why'd he go there?
He just always wanted to go down to Florida.
Good for him. Smart guy. God bless him. Jealous of him. All right. Well, Hannah Ray, good stuff on the cat. It's called a rig. The camera's called a
brand new rig over there.
And then also the new program debuting today, 4 p.m. The Line Change. Thank you, Hannah Ray.
Thank you.
There goes
Thank
Hannah
you.
Ray.
Boy, she took an angry swipe at the condition of local news in our market.
And this show, and
Here's
the
Big
writer's
Al.
Block.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Al.
How's it going?
Oh, fine. You?
Good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, everyone?
Yeah, I love that holiday, Big Al. It's a 4-day weekend. You don't really have to do a bunch of stuff. There's no gift giving. You're just enjoying fellowship with the family.
Yep. I put my car in the ditch Saturday morning about 9:30.
Oh, a natural segue.
Well, how'd that happen?
Highway B in St. Charles County reached up and grabbed me and threw me into a farmer's drainage ditch, and I rolled my I didn't roll it, but I was on a like left turn incline that almost rolled over, and I walked away. And
were
I
you texting and driving? Texting and driving now?
It's totaled.
Well, how did this happen? You just drove right off the road?
Well, no, it's like a rural road, so when your tires leave that edge, you know, and then people cross over and stuff like on 79 out here and stuff because we're rural out here in certain areas.
Right.
The road grabbed my two right side tires and decided it wanted me. So it grabbed me like you do at times, Doug. And
what?
I rode down a while and then I got wet and They had to pull me out. So, but I'm all right, boys. So all you guys text in, I didn't die, so suck it.
Hey.
Hey, how about my Raiders, boys? Khalil Mack and the boys? How about that? I told you in the beginning of the year my Raiders were coming. And one more thing, two more things. I'll see you Thursday night. Jansen, I'll see you Thursday night, and you know what's coming. And one more thing, Mike Tatanka, I want you there Thursday night, sir, because you have plagiarized me again and again, and you did it again over the weekend, talking about how the Cardinals are way behind the Cubs. We'll never catch them up. Yeah, that's my stuff I use all the time, Mike. And you're out there plagiarizing me and writing it in. As soon as you hear me, you'll be writing this in. So, Mike Tatanka, you come out Thursday night because I want to talk to you about you stealing all my ideas and then writing little letters.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you have some sort of copyright on the idea that the Cubs are better than the Cardinals right now?
He takes it word for word on what I say on the radio, Doug, about how Matheny's not a good manager. We're way behind. Mo's asleep at the wheel. Hayward didn't sign because we're old, and hello, look at everybody breaking down like me when I get out of the ditch. So, Tatanka, if you're the half the man you think you are when you're stealing my words, I'll be there Thursday night, sir, and we'll square it up.
Doug, Mike Tatanka
is tired of it. Khalil Mack, Big Al, Mack's in the house, and Timberfake, you're not going to have around this time. I got you, bro. Huh. So I'm fired up.
All you're right, going to do man. Some security work for us, are you?
You darn tootin' I will. You can put my car in a ditch. You can try to do whatever you want, boys.
Well, you put the car in the ditch.
Right here.
You put the car in the ditch. No one else did.
I know, but it was kind of the road's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Sure.
Absolutely.
And tell that to the insurance company.
I wasn't drunk either because the cops showed up and said, you're lucky. You notice all these crosses around here? Those are the ones that didn't make it. So thank you to God.
Huh, you must have been going a little too fast.
There he goes, Big Al. Stopping by. A lot of text coming in during that phone call.
He wants to take on Cam Jansen in arm wrestling.
And Thursday. This Mike Tatanka.
Yeah.
Does he listen to the show, Mike Tatanka?
Guys, I'm sad to hear about Al's accident. Mostly sorry it was fatal.
That's not nice. Not kind
either. Let's see here. Big Al should grab bottles of bleach and drink them like he wears his golf clubs, one for each hand.
I don't know that he can claim that he's the only one that has said that the Cubs are in a little better shape.
Well, Doug,
than the
what
Cardinals
he said
right
was
now.
That his exact words are lifted. I don't know if that's true, but that's his claim.
Yeah, he blames Tatanka.
Okay.
So I'm listening to Swope's picks yesterday afternoon. I'm getting fired up because it brought me back to the day we discovered the magic that we have in this gentleman, the Peoria Plowboy.
Star. He's a star.
Better known as Plow Star at this particular moment.
How many followers you got on the Twitter?
I think a hair over 3,900.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot for a board up.
Your hair's getting pretty long there, hippie boy.
Yeah, I know. I need a trim.
And so what Buck Swope does, Doug, is he documents history. He's a show historian. I've been on the program. Iggy's been on the program. Now the Plowboy's been on the program. Kat, you were on the right?
Yeah, Danny Mack was on the program.
Doug, you have...
I've not been on the program yet.
And you were looking forward to...
I've been at Loggerheads at times with the Shutter Spook.
Well, he documents the rise of the Plowboy. And I guess just one day when we discovered the Plowboy, because he was hired by WGNU and he was our board op filling in one day, and that's how we discovered him. And then we were fascinated by him, and so we created he created a Twitter account, and it immediately got hundreds of followers, except the listeners started to harass him, and this was the Plowhawk's first interaction with the listeners.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Whoever this gets, can I call out names?
Sure.
Doug, Jason Schaefer, buddy. I'm not a douche nozzle, for one, and my name is spelled D-A-R-I-N because I'm not like every other person with a double R-E-N.
That's
sorry,
right.
No wonder why he's plowing, boys. How do you respond? I'm new on Twitter. How do you respond?
Welcome to Twitter. Welcome to Twitter, Darren. This should go well.
That's how you respond. Block him.
Can't wait to find pictures of this guy.
Are you going to be, Darren DeVille, you're going to be addressing every tweet that you get on the air.
Why I haven't made a Twitter yet, just because I may, regret something later on. I don't know.
So you don't want to put it on Twitter, but you will say it on the air here.
I'm calling him out. Call in, big man. You know how
I know. There you go. Just like that.
Doug, so he got sideways, unfortunately, with his followers. Now, since then, that seems to have healed.
Sure.
But perhaps the highlight of Swope's picks, and where I actually started laughing out loud yesterday at the gym, because I didn't see it coming, was reliving how the Plowboy had a new business model, and it was rooted in selling body parts.
Pull the pulley, Plowsy.
So we were discussing about not having kids, and I saw this article about selling your testy, or don't, I guess it'd be like a donation, one of your testicles. They put in a fake one.
Sell a testicle?
Well, for $40,000, and
Hold
I could.
A second.
Well, that's different.
Were you really going to say testy earlier? You almost said testy.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of do that sometimes. Sorry. But and I thought it was a good idea. I'd pay my student loans off. I'd have about $8,000 in the bank after that as well.
For
and then
one
I
of your testicles?
Yeah, and they replace it with a
Plowsy.
Fake one.
What I love about Plowsy. First of all, I will bet my life savings that he got this idea high as hell. Secondly, you would think that, okay, I need $8,000. Maybe I get a second job. Maybe I, you know, drive a truck. Maybe I do something. I can work for a year, do something seasonally. That's the first thing I would think of. Cutting off one of my testicles would not be at the top of the list.
It sounds like the start of a Hangover 4 movie or something.
You never went through with that, did you?
I'm still interested.
You're you talked it over with Swope and said you're actually more interested now than you were then.
Oh, I would love that to go down. So if there are any
that's still the
positions
price,
or anybody
grand?
That can direct me to the right area to go and talk to somebody about, oh, yeah, I don't know. I guess it all varies on your testicle. That's what I read from 30
to 45.
What do
you get 45. For a pinky finger?
I don't know. And this was just strictly a testicle article.
And they can just transplant that into another hapless ball sack.
I think so. And you get a replacement plastic ball.
Oh, okay.
So it looks as if.
And it would still work for you. You'd still have one working orb.
Correct.
And is it a medical prosthetic that they replace it with, or is that just something they get from
the
dime store that's like a Super Bowl?
Yeah, my cousin has one. He got bagged. That's what we call it in Canada. He got hit in the nuts so hard that one of them lodged into his stomach. And
I wish I didn't hear
that. That one was gone, and so they replaced it with a plastic one. He says you can't even tell.
Doug, can you tell?
Well, I don't have a plastic one.
No,
what happened to the one in the stomach? They just leave that there?
I think it's, yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem like that's the most prudent.
Well, they didn't surgically remove it. They just replaced that testicle with a plastic one.
What about the one in my stomach?
Well, that seems like that has to travel a long way to get from the sack proper clear into your stomach. That has to really back up on you.
That's a good bag.
I don't know what that meant.
Oh, sorry.
Just getting kicked or something?
Yeah, I think it was kicked, not punched.
Doug, you can you got to subscribe to Swope's Picks, because if you're not sitting by the radio at midnight on Saturday,
you don't get that kind of conversation.
I love Swope's Picks. It is a must-listen-to program.
Is it?
He does such a good job on the thing. I subscribe to Swope's Picks, and the Rise of the Plowhawk is worth it to find. We had him on the air, and I think the cat was just curious who he was, and so then we had him on, and then I heard his voice, and that's it. We got something here.
I heard it the first day, because obviously I wasn't working here. I was listening in my office at the woman. And the first thing I said, that's why we are so good at the woman and Five Night of the Man, because he is going to be a superstar, but he wasn't good enough to work here.
No.
So he's over there now, and he's going to become a superstar. But he wasn't good enough to work for a fledging piece of crap station.
Easy. That station did very well for 5 or 6 minutes.
Doug, you know, those Rammies are doing very well as well.
Well,
Jeff Fisher yesterday kind of had him. The Saints ran it up on him and Greg Williams in particular. Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, was suspended for Bounty Gate. And then the Saints ran it up on him. And here is Jeff Fisher yesterday on his argument with Greg Williams on the sidelines. The Fox cameras caught this.
Hit the labor plows, eh?
Well, I had one issue. I don't know, it was reported that we had an exchange. We always have exchanges on the sideline. But, I mean, it was second and long. And I think anybody and everybody in the bayou knew it was going to be a screen but us. So it was just what happened and who was responsible. And certainly we had a player responsible for the screen, but he just didn't make the play. But so those are heat of the battle things.
That was a little screen from Breeze to Ingram.
Yes.
When there was nobody. There was not a defender on the entire half of the field.
Joining us right now to talk about the NFL is Howard Balzer with us here. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Another fun Monday to talk about a Rams loss, even though I guess we would like to avoid talking about them, but they just give us too much fodder.
Yeah, it's good entertainment. That one yesterday was personal. I wish I would have thought about that going in, because I would have loaded up on the Saints and loaded up on the over and put Saints all over my DraftKings teams. That was personal yesterday, and Sean Payton ran it up.
No doubt about it, even though they all deny it, of course, which they're going to do. Obviously, Sean Payton is going to come out and say, yeah, I wanted to score 80 on those guys. And you know, he was pumping his fists on the sideline and apparently yelling some things in Williams' direction after touchdown. And then, of course, with a three touchdown lead, they had the backward pass to the wide receiver. Talk about a guy who was wide open, Tim Hightower, on a 50-yard pass. There was no one even in the same zip code as him on that play. So that's what they were definitely doing. And in fact, Mark Ingram gave it away. Now, the running back, of course, who scored on that screen pass that you guys referenced, he was on NFL Network last night for a quick interview with Deion Sanders, and he came right out and said Coach Payton wanted to score 50 on them. And they came pretty close, especially when you consider that in the previous four games, the Rams had given up a total of 50 points in four games. And, of course, the Saints put 49 on them. So pretty impressive from the New Orleans standpoint.
Well, Sean Payton must have liked Greg Williams when Williams was his defensive coordinator. He had to know that the Bounty Gate stuff was going on, didn't he? Why would he not like Greg Williams now?
Well, it's a combination thing, Doug. And, you know, the whole thing with the Bounty Gate, I thought, first of all, the commissioner way overstepped his bounds on that one. But then again, that's what the commissioner has a history of doing. But you know, let's remember the Saints were warned about it once when it was first told to the commissioner's office that this was going on. Saints denied it up and down. The commissioner couldn't get any further corroboration. So they didn't go any further and said, you better stop this. And it just kept going on. Now, how much Payton knew, who really knows what goes on in these meeting rooms with these defensive players. But here's the thing that everyone forgets, is that after the 2011 season, he had decided not to bring back Greg Williams as a defensive coordinator. He was coaching in the last year of his contract, and he decided not to rehire him. And, you know, the story was, well, the personalities didn't mesh and all these things, and the defense had started to go in another direction, mainly because of lack of talent. But he decided not to rehire him. And that's, of course, when Jeff Fisher was hired by the Rams, chose to hire Williams to bring him in as coordinator, and then the whole Bounty Gate came and he was suspended. So it wasn't only Bounty Gate that existed between those two guys and why Williams, you know, wasn't going to come back that season anyway for New Orleans.
We heard the stories early in the season where Jeff Fisher was about to get an extension and haven't heard much since. What's the latest on that? Is he in trouble now?
You know, that's a great question, because no one seems to know. And there was all this talk that the extension was being discussed and negotiated. Then there was the belief that it was already agreed to. And then when the Rams got off to that 3-1 start, there was the thinking, oh, now they'll announce it because it'll look good. And who knows what's all true? I mean, there are some who believe that the extension might be agreed to already, because whatever they do on the field, Kroenke likes the guy. And let's remember, way back in 2012 again, it was came up in the conversations when Kroenke was hiring Fisher. They spoke for, what I'm told, close to a half hour on moving a team and what's involved and the transition and all that, because obviously Fisher had been part of it before when the then Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee. So I think Kroenke wants to keep him. It's unusual to have this kind of a contract situation with a head coach, but if this losing continues, and you know the next two games are against New England and Atlanta, and you know who knows? Let's remember, Jeff Fisher didn't want any of this 7-9 BS anymore, or 8-8. Well, if they go 6-10, who knows if they'll win another two games. But it becomes pretty tough in that environment there for Kroenke to bring him back. But here's the question, guys. Who do you hire? You know, who do you hire at that point that you know can come into this market and do better? And I'm not saying that they couldn't find anyone, but is Kroenke capable of that? Obviously, his coaching hires and all the other sports that he owns haven't been very good either.
You know, generally, I think that's a legitimate question to ask when a coach is on the hot seat, you know, but usually it's 1 or 2 years that a coach has had a team that's gone. This has been a steady diet of awful football. So at this point, does it matter who else they hire? This guy isn't getting it done and probably can't get it done.
No, you know, you're probably right, Jim. And you would think they would go after an offensive coach with some pedigree, especially with a quarterback in Jared Goff that certainly looked pretty good yesterday, at least in the first half, and shows that he can get some things accomplished and just needs some good coaching. It's possible that Fisher saves his job, and there's been a lot of rumbling about this, that it's possible that he saves it by saying, okay, I'm hiring a big-name offensive coordinator. And I know that he's close with Norv Turner, who left the Vikings during the season several weeks ago. And that could be what saves him. He says, okay, I'm turning my offense over to someone who has real pedigree, real ability, and let him just run this offense. That might be the thing that saves his job. Obviously, though, they still need better players on offense to go with Jared Goff and an offensive line. Lost in a lot of this was that Greg Robinson was benched, not only benched yesterday, but he wasn't even active for the game at left tackle. He leads the NFL in penalties, and he's just been totally inconsistent and horrible since he's been installed as the starter. So he's inactive, and guess what? Here's a shocker for you. Roger Saffold slides over and starts at left tackle, and guess what? He got injured.
Of course. Never.
And had to leave the game. That's a real shocker, isn't it?
Hey, Howard, outside of what clearly seems to be the top two teams in the AFC and NFC, Patriots and the Cowboys, who do you see as a couple of teams that could sneak up and get one of those two teams?
Well, you know, I still think Seattle has to be watched. Certainly they didn't play well in Tampa yesterday, but they've had some, you know, tough travel in the last couple of weeks with a Monday night game and a Sunday night game, and then had to travel back across the country. I still think Seattle is a legit contender with Dallas, because I think that matchup, if the Cowboys would play them in the postseason, would be classic with that offense that they've had. And of course, a rookie quarterback, I guess you don't call him a rookie when you're in the postseason and they've played all those games, but it still would be his first experience in the postseason. And I think that would be a potentially tough matchup for him, because I don't think they've played great defenses during the season. So, you know, that's one team to keep an eye on. You know, the AFC West is very intriguing right now. And can Oakland take down the Patriots? I'm not sure that they can. Yeah. Again, they would be in the playoffs for the first time. That would be a tough matchup. But this is a pretty good football team that Oakland has. And, you know, if they can get the bye and then, you know, they play New England at some point, if they would win the first game, that could be a tough match for them. Other than that, you know, I just see a bunch of, you know, 5-6, 6-5 teams. I know there's some 7-4 teams and all that, but I just don't know that any of them are capable of winning. Anyone can win at any time in the postseason in the NFL, but I think those four there right now in my mind are the best in the NFL.
So the thing about the Patriots, Gronkowski had to leave again yesterday, and Brady just didn't really look like himself. He's always listed as questionable, so you don't really pay any attention to the injury report. But yesterday he didn't look, you know, it's not like he's real mobile back there anyway, but yesterday he didn't strike me as too mobile. And the Patriots have been dealing with some injuries. I don't know if that actually will catch up with them as we get into December and then the postseason.
It's a good point. I think this week, the injury that he was listed with was the knee. I think it was legit. Now, obviously, it wasn't enough to keep him out of the game, but he didn't practice for 2 days last week on Wednesday and Thursday. So that was a legit injury, and certainly probably had an impact. But Gronkowski is huge. And, of course, they moved this year. They brought in Martellus Bennett, which gives them protection for Gronkowski at tight end. But he can't do it himself.
And he's hurt,
too. And the Patriots in the past have been a much different team when Gronkowski is out there, and obviously when he's not. And the problem with this one, this is a back injury again, which is something that's bothered him numerous times in the past. So, you know, that could be an equalizer, you know, no doubt about it. And their defense has some question marks. And what the heck, they almost lost to the Jets yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do down the stretch. But I think you're right. They definitely need Gronkowski back to be a legit Super Bowl contender.
And they host the Fighting Rammies this weekend. Howard will be with us every Monday here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and he'll be on our shows throughout the 590 The Fan lineup throughout the course of the week. And Howard, tell our listeners who your report is brought to you by today here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Well, it's brought to you by Metro Chiropractic and Nutritional Wellness. Give them a call at 567-7300. They can do tremendous things for people. My wife has been amazed by what they can do, and they have a lot of new stuff that they have going on there. So check it out, Metro Chiropractic and Nutritional Wellness.
Good stuff. Howard Balzer with us here talking about the Rammy debacle and looking around the NFL as we head into the month of December. Enjoy talking it over, Howard. Thanks for the time, man.
See you.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Howard Balzer with here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Right now, I mean, it seems like it's Patriots and Cowboys and everybody else, but the Patriots do. I don't know if you watched that yesterday, Doug. I know you're working on journalism.
Yeah.
But the Patriots, and just Brady in particular, just didn't look all that right. Patriots are 9-2. They are tied with the Raiders for the record, for the best record. And the Cowboys are just an absolute control because the next best team, the Seahawks, 7-3-1 to the Cowboys, 10-1. So it's a 2.5 game lead for the Cowboys over the Seahawks. So barring a surprise, the road to the Super Bowl have to go through Jerry Jones' spot down there in Dallas.
I hate to see Dallas do well because I dislike Jerry Jones so much, but I do like seeing Ezekiel Elliott play as well as he might be the MVP of the league.
Why do you hate Dak?
I don't hate Dak. I hate Jerry Jones for helping the Rams move. I also hate this tweet I'm seeing from ABC News, Ohio State University, active shooter there. They're sending out tweets telling people to run, fight, and hide and fight. At least 7 people taken to the hospital already.
God bless America.
It's unbelievable that we have this.
So the shooter is still active?
Apparently so, yeah. It's Ohio State University campus.
FBI on the scene. I just went to ABC News Twitter handle. Please, this is 12 seconds ago, just now. FBI now on scene of incident at Ohio State University. That is being reported by Mike Levine of ABC News. So we will monitor that situation, and that is just breaking here within the last few moments with an active shooter on the campus of Ohio State. We are enjoyed having Howard on the program. He's going to be with us every Monday, and Gabe's with us every Monday as well, recapping the NFL weekend with Howard Balzer. And we are very grateful for all of our sponsors who make it all possible. St. Louis sports teams know it takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than just the Redbirds and the Blues. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. Edward Jones financial advisor Matthew Ehrenreich can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich. Conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza, Watson, across the street from Crestwood Bowl. His number is 314-965-0374. 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs. Don't delay and call Matt. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC. The Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis will host the holiday party. Doug, it's a week from Thursday.
Week from Thursday.
Another TMA Live, Larry St. Nickel. This was really the first TMA Live ever. Tony Doe, he showed up with a picture of...
Right, of Tony Danza that he kept showing me.
Yeah, like naked in the shower, though,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, why would you do that to another gentleman?
Holiday season.
What was I supposed to do with that picture?
The holidays. Exactly? It's holidays.
And he actually printed it out at home, carried it with him, make sure it didn't get folded or anything, walked with it inside, and then just walked up to us while we're on the air and showed us the picture. I mean, that's the action of a madman.
I think he's a gentleman.
Now, which is the one that we're bringing unwrapped toys to? No? I thought we're...
The holiday party.
Yeah, that's what... And that is what day?
That is a week from Thursday, Doug. I got it as the 8th. Is that right? You got it as the 8th?
I think that's the 8th, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up at the Wheelhouse downtown, so pony up for that.
Now, I think that Thursday, aren't they doing some white elephant where we're asking the fan pagers to bring gifts and then you're all going to pick one? I think I heard that.
What?
Doug, you were in charge of that?
Are going to swap presents.
Swap presents.
Mystery presents.
Misty present. You put one in and then you pick one and your name's on it and you see what you get.
Okay.
I'm taking part of it.
Is there a price limit you're supposed to spend?
I think $25.
So what kind of gift are you thinking?
A couple bottles of bleach will be about 20, so $5 after that.
Bleach, you're going to get somebody.
What if you make a nice tuna casserole and wrap it up?
We'll see.
Doug, you know what we ought to do now?
What?
Email the day.
Okay.
Na-da-ba-dee-ba. Giving away $25 gift certificate to Bishop's Post. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Hey, boys. Doug, it's me, Jimmy. The male model from Price is Right.
Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Attached to this email is one free ticket to the show. I will rig the whole deal to where Rod Roddy picks your name out of the hat. I thought he passed away about
Rod Roddy. Come on down. That was that guy, right?
Yeah.
A new car.
You can then come on down on my chest as I showcase an Ice Furniture set in a vintage Orlando Pace jersey. Just kidding. It's from Stubby Clapp, so it's not Jimmy O'Halloran.
Stubby Clapp, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I suspect this suspension will stop some of those emails from coming in.
But
thanks, Llewellyn, for the suspension.
A good callback, right? We can agree it was a good callback.
Yeah, it was a wonderful callback, sir. Hey, welcome back, Cotter. Think about this for a moment. I wrote in an email to an AM radio show about a full-grown man journalist slipping his old, naked, wrinkly body into the carcass of a large tuna and wearing it to Thanksgiving dinner, and I won ambush tickets for that. I took my son, and our seats were four rows up from the center line. Prime seats, unless you want to see the field on a play. A giant DJ booth obstructs a third of the pitch. The DJ is hot, though, so that's a bonus. The cameraman was directly in front of us as well. It was a thrill for my son to see himself on the Jumbotron, but after the lensman lingered the cam on my son for the sixth time, it became a bit uncomfortable. It's kind of quiet in the arena at times, so people can really razz the refs, and when you say, good job, Corey, you get a sense you're really making a difference. All in all, it was a great time with a slapshot type ambiance. Sure. 5 out of 5 stars for the ambush. I'm Cucky the Dwarf, and I effing love it.
Cucky the Dwarf.
Hey, guys, I'm very disappointed you guys were surprised by the parking situation this morning. We have been through this before. There will be tons of satellite trucks, and we need to move our cars to make room. Come on. Thanks. It's from Corey G.
Corey G.
Mm.
G.
I remember that.
Hey, Tim, glad to hear that South City dialect back on the airwaves. Just a quick recap on what you missed that I think is important. Number one, the boys broke down Jeff Fisher's postgame last week. The main takeaway was that Fisher thought Goff was a good quarterback because he didn't take any delay of game penalties. Heck of a job getting that playoff in time allotted, gunslinger. Number two, Skanksgiving was a pony. Mike Lee did one hell of a job of performing Michael Jackson, and afterwards everyone went to boxers and briefs. Certain someone happened to be sitting at the bar, so I struck up a conversation. He introduced himself as Sir Elvin, the Mound City size queen. After some lighthearted digital play, he whispered in my ear, my Oxford is blue, my pant is khaki, and my nipples are pierced. Daddy's hungry. That's the last thing I remember. I was Mickey Finn, I tell you. Thanks, Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
P.S. To be quite honest, I think the first part of the story sounds more made up than the second, but Jeff Fisher honestly said that they have their future quarterback because he was heads up before the play and didn't take any delay of game penalties. Disclaimer, this is a nice email that is safe to be read.
Good, we don't get many.
Dear Doug, I might be your biggest fan in the world. Oh, so many nights I turn on KMOV to get those sweet 2 minutes and 12 seconds of your sports coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Your charming aloofness and seemingly know-nothing approach are a nice change of pace to the hardcore, more intelligent-sounding sportscasters.
Sure.
When I listen to you on your radio show, you're naive and almost innocent.
Uh-huh.
Approach to your co-host also shows how nice you are. And do you know what else would be nice?
No.
If you entered my bedroom bare-chested and playing a band flute whilst I pop open a warm jar of mayo, then we can fulfill all my fantasies and gay it up real nice-like.
Again?
Yours always, the swollen colon.
Oh.
Wasn't that nice?
The swollen colon. He's new.
The year was 1952 and Doug was full of anxiety as he waited for an answer from university. Then he got the telegram from Professor Cumberbatch. Doug was approved to study abroad in Amsterdam. 3 months went by, and Doug was finally on a plane with his classmates. And they said, let's go to the red light district right away. Doug didn't know what it was, but his favorite color was red, and he liked districts, so he was game. Everybody got separated, but then a store caught Doug's eye. It read, MM World. Doug immediately thought of the M&M candy store in New York. Mm-hmm. He skipped in the store, only to find no M&Ms. The twink secretary asked, what kind would you like? Doug, excited he could pick a color, shouted, brown! Out walked a Puerto Rican twink in a thong, and he grabbed Doug by his manhood and said, I'm going to make all of your fantasies come true. Doug giggled, and the start of his 70-year boy horde tour began. Thanks, white-collar gangster. What is white-collar gangster?
Where did that come from? White-collar gangster.
It's white-collar gangster. He's something else.
Yeah, he's vile. Vile.
But he's the gentleman lover of one townie.
Well, I don't know what she sees in him.
Morning, just some cute thoughts on Doug's favorite animal. A snake with a tail would be a longer snake. If a snake is cut perfectly in half, was it decapitated or detailed? Snakes kill 100,000 people every year. 6 boy hymens per month are killed by Doug Vaughn's trouser snake. Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000.
It's a holiday season. We're not supposed to be getting these.
Tunnels 12,000. Now he's an animal expert. Any good ones?
Doug has given up suspending.
Are there any good ones?
Yeah, I think I just got one more here. Okay. This is from a consultant.
How about a good one? Oh, well, maybe we need that.
Magnificent, imposing, impressive, awe-inspiring, grand, splendid, majestic, sumptuous, resplendent. Tim. That's his performance view. Review. Charlie, a.k.a. the Lardvark. Adequate job running point. Relies heavily on Lydia Moss Bradley dead kid humor and enjoys replays of himself reading emails during the Tuna Fish Vaughn era. We're still waiting for him to read a text. The cat, a.k.a. the Ween Peeker. The Carl Malone of the show. His consistently biting, interrupting style fills time nicely for the husky one to run point. Iggy, St. Ignatius Strode. Occasional bursts of humor mixed in with his dim-witted, misogynistic creeper act. They're always interesting. In the same way a bloody car crash is funny and interesting. Plowsy and Tuna Fish Vaughn, A+. When the C-Team hit the airwaves Sunday, Plowsy filled the talent void by scorching the studio like one of his blunts with hot takes on why D1 athletes deserve compensation. Tuna Fish blocked for Charlie, ran hard when asked to, made some circus catches, and excelled on special teams. Each day, he found one email, not about entering his colon, to vote for. Yours, the woman, radio consultants. Remember, if you can't do, teach. And if you can't teach, consult.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
The woman... radio consultant. She's new.
That's it?
That's what I have here, Doug.
I'm going to... I like the woman consultant, but I think I'm going to go with Cucky, who made me laugh louder.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
I'm going with Matt, who bowls at Hanks as well. Matt, who bowls at Hanks, has just shipped a $25 gift certificate to the Bishop's Post. Bishop's Post is good.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah, it really is. $25. Congratulations, Matt, who bowls at Hanks. Hey, Blues fans, do you want to be part of the fast-growing company that fattens your wallet with enough cash to watch your favorite team play? Buy more beer at the game. Treat your lady friends to a good time. You need to check out a company called Lumitec by visiting 636hireme.com. Lumitec is located in St. Charles, and they're known to pay for performance. Fire your boss today and visit Lumitec by going to 636hireme.com. That's 636hireme.com. And for those of you looking for a perfect person to come by and handle any painting needs, may I recommend Brian's Paint LLC with 12 years of experience. All of your interior/exterior painting needs, put a fresh coat of paint on your walls to spruce up your home for this holiday season. They can handle any custom holiday painting project, including murals, faux finishing, or touch-ups that you've been putting off. Having an art degree, Brian is able to offer color assistance and bring you the highest quality work. Professional, clean, and affordable. Call today at 636-734-0918. That's 636-734-0918. Or email info@brianspaint.com. They're fully licensed and ensure you can like their Facebook page, Brian's Paint. They're a supporter and sponsor of the award-winning Swopes Picks. How about that? I respect that. And we have used Brian's Paint at our house in Carport Village. Doug, I guess it's time for us to shut it down.
Well, it is 10.
It is the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano. And the Hollywood Casino Press Box at Lion's Choice is oh so good. Delicious roast beef sandwiches, Vixens, and fries. It's Lion's Choice. They keep opening up more stores because more and more people want their Lion's Choice. Frank is up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.